There are a few just kind of general kind of things that I want to talk about with respect to how you interpret or read insurance policies, property insurance policies. First, I'm going to talk about conditions. Then I'm going to talk about exclusions. You have two kinds of property insurance policies. Still today, most are all risk policies. But increasingly, what you're finding is what we call defined peril policies. On the coast, if you're within two counties of the water, you're going to end up probably with a TWIA policy, which is a sort of captive state-subsidized or state-managed insurance company that is an insurance company of last resort because the private insurance market is not real interested in the risk that's associated with hurricanes. But whether you have a defined peril policy, which is a policy that says we cover you if X happens, or a all-risk policy, which is a policy that says we cover you for everything unless Y happens, either way, you're going to have both conditions and exclusions of that insurance policy. And they're generally separately stated within the policy under headings like conditions, exclusions. Conditions are separately listed as conditions. They require some action by the insured. They're waivable, they're excusable, and substantial compliance is generally sufficient. What is of interest to you if you represent lenders or lien holders is that most insurance policies have a provision, most property insurance policies have a provision in them that requires the mortgage company to be listed as an additional insured. That's generally done by the agent. And they also say that if the insured fails to comply with one of the conditions of the policy, that generally will not prejudice the rights of the mortgage company as long as it takes corrective action as soon as it is notified or becomes aware.